Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The readings today, I was kind of laughing because I got the easy one. Wayne. God bless Wayne. I know you don't get to look ahead to see what it is you're reading before you put on the list, but that was a long one. Always that Genesis 1 reading. You can't just skip days, right? We can't abbreviate Genesis 1 and say, well, yeah, 1 through 3 he made this, and 4 through 5 he made this, and 6, yeah, we can't do that. We have to read the whole thing to understand what's going on in creation, to see what God is up to. And all through creation, both or all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are present in the work of creation. And we have God the Father hovering with the Spirit hovering over the waters, creating, and then God speaks the Word. We know from John, putting the pieces together, that the Word made flesh is Jesus. So we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all present in the work of creation. And it is through the Word spoken that creation comes to be. So then Paul later will say, everything was made through Jesus, and nothing that was made through, and John says the same thing, and it all gets very confusing. But all three are present in creation. And then God says in verse 26, on the sixth day, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Image is everything, I guess, is the way that the world operates. I don't know exactly when that phrase was uttered first, but image is everything has sort of come to sort of over, it's an umbrella term over all that Western society, or the United States in particular, has sort of clung to. Image is everything. Whatever happens in life, image is everything. Keep a stiff upper lip. Never let them show that you're emotional or weak or any of these things. Image, what you present to the world, is everything. Everything hinges on that. So what does that mean for us? As those who are created in the image of God, what does that mean? Image is everything. Are we showing the image of God to the world? Well, if you kind of look through the history of mankind and those who have been created in his image, I think we can answer that quite clearly and say, not a chance. We certainly aren't demonstrating the image of God or showing the image of God to the world. But what does that even mean? That we are made in the image of God. See, from the beginning, God created all of these things through his Word and with the Holy Spirit, and now mankind comes into being, male and female, in the image of God. And then what happens? We read the rest of Genesis, and it doesn't last. The image of God only hangs on so long until Satan says, well, did God really say? And then the image crumbles. And we're left with this sinful visage, this sinful image now that the world sees. And nobody's immune from it, right? No matter how many filters you put on the picture that you take, you can't get past the fact that we're all sinners. And the image that is presented to the world is hardly the image that God would have. So, since the fall, mankind has sought to reclaim the image of God, to figure out, how can I do this? How can I be holy? How can I be righteous? How can I be even to the least degree good? And so, throughout history, we've seen all sorts of attempts to be good, to be holy, to be righteous. People have created lists of ways to do it. And you check off the list. And once you get to the bottom of the list, guess what? There's more list. You never get to the end. And throughout history, people have created different gods, different idols, different things to worship in an effort to sort of capture God and create this image. So they start to make God into their image rather than being made in the image of God. If I can't figure out who God is, well, then I will create a God. I will make one that I can live up to. And even then that fails because you never quite know. With an idol, you can offer sacrifices, you can do all of these things, but you never quite know if you've done enough. And that's sort of the tagline of the idol, isn't it? Is that all you can do? Is that the best you can do? That's the tagline of the idol, is that the best you've got? I think you can do a little bit better. I think you can do a little bit more. And so people try and try and try, but always fail to reclaim the image of God. We can't do it. And I know we all have tried in one way or another. We all have tried, even in the most holy ways we've tried, right? I'm going to go to church. I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to have my kids baptized and my grandkids, and I'm going to do everything right according to my list in order to be holy. And you never quite get there because there's always a little bit more that you can do. What, only 30 pages in your Bible today? Couldn't you do 31? Only one Bible study this week? Couldn't you do two? We hear those. We hear those echoing in our heads that, have we done enough? Have I measured up? Have I reclaimed the image of God? And to that, we all have to say no. In fact, we're not even close. With all of our achievements, with all of our works and wonders and glories that we've lined up for ourselves, we're not even close. And we keep trying. And the world out there, of course, as we are part of it, lives by that image is everything. And so we know we don't measure up, but we don't want people to know that we don't measure up. We don't want people to think that we're falling short. We don't want people to see that we indeed are sinners. And so we put up all sorts of faces and all sorts of images. Image is everything. But it's really nothing. Because you can never, on your own, get back to the image of God. But notice that God doesn't leave Adam and Eve. He doesn't leave this mankind that he created and say, well, good luck. See how it goes for you. Take care of things. I'll be back later. He doesn't leave mankind with nothing. Even after the fall, God is present throughout the history of mankind, sinners and saints alike. God never leaves them. They're fighting with nations and trying to do these different things. God never leaves them. And the world is exceedingly evil in the days of Noah, but God doesn't leave Noah. Then after that, God doesn't abandon his people, even though they don't measure up anymore. Even though this perfect humanity that he had designed doesn't measure up to his standards, he doesn't say, well, forget it. We're just going to leave them all to their own devices. No, he doesn't do that. In fact, he says, I know that they're not going to be able to do it on their own, so I'm going to send somebody. And throughout history, God has sent people, prophets and Moses and Elijah and all of these people to say, hey, guess what? You don't have to work so hard to measure up. God is grace. God is love. God is mercy. And they say, well, no, no, no. We still have to build idols. So we're going to make this golden calf here, and we're going to construct a tower to Nebuchadnezzar here, and we're going to have these Asherah poles here and these altars over here, and we're going to build all of this stuff. And then when Paul gets to Athens, and there's this god here and this god there and that god there and the one that they don't even know the name of, but they're going to worship it anyway. People have tried. Even though they know God is not going to abandon them, they still try to figure it out on their own or do their own thing. Image is everything to the idol. And sometimes the idol is the image. The image is the idol. So God has sent all of these people throughout history to tell his people that he is with them no matter what happens. And so then finally he sends Jesus, his only begotten son, the one who is the true image of God. When you looked at Jesus, when the disciples saw him, they were looking at the Father and the Holy Spirit together in Christ. That's why Jesus at the end of the Gospel of John says, as you've seen me, you've seen the Father. As you've known me, you know the Father. He and I are one. In other words, Jesus is the true image of God. Jesus is completely God and completely man. That man created in his image at the beginning is now completed in Jesus in its complete and total form. He is the image of God. And what did people do to the image of God? Well, he can't be the image of God because he doesn't look like the image of God that I created in my head. The image of God that I created in my head doesn't look like Jesus, doesn't talk like Jesus, doesn't walk like Jesus, doesn't eat like Jesus, doesn't drink like Jesus, doesn't have those kinds of friends that Jesus has, so he can't be. And so then Peter, standing up there on the day of Pentecost, says, yeah, you had him and you killed him. That's what you did to the image of God, because you thought you knew better. Because to you, image was everything, and Jesus didn't measure up, even though you couldn't get more of the image of God than Jesus. So this is what we human beings do. And it's a mess. And yet God, once again, God does not abandon his people. Even at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, as Jesus is getting ready to ascend to the Father, he says, go, you messes that you are. Notice in Matthew that there were some who worshipped and some who hesitated. Matthew uses the words doubted. Some who worshipped and some who doubted. Some who kind of went, well, still not quite sold. Even though I saw him crucified, I knew he was buried, and now he's alive, and I'm still not sure. Image is everything, and they were not sure that was the true image yet. But notice that Jesus doesn't say, well, you guys who doubt, you go over there. This isn't for you. He doesn't say that. Even though there are those who worshiped and those who doubted, he together said, go. Even with the struggle you're having with image, even with the fact that you can't comprehend these things, even though you don't have all the answers, he still says, go. I'm sending you. You messes of people that you are, that we are. He says, go and teach and baptize. Go make disciples. Go tell more people about me. And yeah, you're going to do it, and sometimes it's going to be a train wreck. And other times, it's going to be glorious. So go. Go and teach and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there, Jesus takes it right back to creation. Right back to the beginning. Do this, he says, in my name, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And no, notice this. He doesn't say, do this and have fun on your own. He says, no, I will be with you to the very end of the age. I'm not going to abandon my people. I know it's going to be tough. I know it's going to be hard. And I know, looking out at the disciples, he says, I know some of you are not going to make it much longer. But go. Share the word. Teach what I teach. Take this image of God that is right here before you and put that in front of people. Don't put your image in front of people because it doesn't measure up. Put my image in front of people, the image of Jesus. That's why Paul says, I preach nothing but Christ crucified. I don't do anything on my own because if it were up to me, I would mess it all up. And I say the same thing. I hope nothing more than to put the image of Christ before you so that you can see the true image of God in Jesus, the image of God that doesn't leave, that doesn't depart, that isn't shattered by the world, that doesn't need a filter, that doesn't need explanation. See Jesus. It's the true image of God. And know that that image of God is with you. Through the Holy Spirit abides in you. So the hope is people don't see my image, but see the image of Jesus. Yes, through me, around me, despite me, they see the image of Jesus. So in you, as you go, as you walk where you walk and drive where you drive and work where you work and shop where you shop, shop and work and drive and walk with the image of Jesus. So that those who are still striving for some type of image can get a glimpse of Jesus in you. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and keep our hearts always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.